I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Let's make rock and roll! First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. Now we need somebody to sing the words.
We go loogie doogie sapphire.
And some adults to say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm, every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Okay, here we are, everyone. Welcome back. The first day back to school. September 2nd, 2008. Bryce here at the helm for Third Time's the Charm, the back-to-school edition. Oh, boy. It's chaos already. I mean, I should be used to this by now. Every single Tuesday happens to be the first day of school, but I just never am prepared. I don't know what it is. I'm still reeling. I'm still recuperating from what was probably one of the finest and funnest weekends that I've had in some time. Hope you had a good Labor Day weekend, mind you. I mean, I don't want to take all the, you know, all the praise and all the glory myself. I mean, you probably had yourself a pretty good long weekend as well, being this our last long weekend of the year. Hopefully you had a chance to either spend it here in the fine city of Vancouver or get away, get out of town, get somewhere for the long weekend and spend the last few crucial days of summer. Because now, and as it looks like today, it's going to be a little iffy today. We woke up to rain. I think it's going to clear up by the end of the day, or at least a little bit later on today. Looks like it's doing so already. But keep the umbrellas handy. Keep the rain gear handy, because you just never know. With that first week of September, always an iffy start to the first week back to school. Bryce here for Third Time's the Charm. My humblest of apologies for being ever so late. Again, one of the, I guess, maybe now routine things that you can expect from Third Time's the Charm is that I do show up sometimes late, and this day being no exception. With already 7 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, we are 37 minutes into the show already, and I've only played one song. So I do humbly apologize, but we're going to try to make up for it for the last hour and a half here on the show, which is known as Third Time's the Charm. And yes, of course, we have to mention that we were away over this long weekend. We were in Texas for the Wild Weekend Power Pump Festival, which we previewed for you last week on the show. And we have just come back from as of yesterday. And like I say, I got to tell you, it was one of the funnest weekends we've had in a while, especially because the crux of the festival, the apex of the festival, culminated with the performance by the band you just finished hearing, The Boys, all the way from the UK, their first US appearance in over 25 years. And they did not disappoint one bit. And of course, you can hear probably in the background some more Boys supporters. No, I don't know. But there were definitely Boys supporters aplenty at the Power Pop Festival on Saturday night to see their only U.S. appearance in 25 years. And like I said, amazing performance from these guys. It's like they haven't even skipped a beat. These guys are well into their, I'm guessing, 50s. I'm not going to go too much further in age, but let's just say they're getting on. But musically and performance-wise, you wouldn't even know it. It looked like they were back in 1978 playing to their fans, and it's definitely what you expected. And I think the expectations were definitely kept high, and they didn't disappoint one bit. They did play a lot of stuff from their great discography and even a couple of songs that I think people were not expecting to hear. So it was great to see that they managed to mix it up quite well. And of course, one of the highlights for a lot of people, including myself, was the track you just finished hearing, Weekend, from 1981's Boys Only LP. Of course, they had a lot of that material on hand and for sale as well, which was pretty cool, too. They managed to actually get some stuff across the Atlantic, sell it to the fans, and we definitely indulged. But the Boys, as well as all the other bands that played during the Wild Weekend Power Pop Festival, were just incredible. And a big hats off and a tip of the hat goes to Rock Around Entertainment, and especially Mike Hooker, if he's listening right now. Man, you put on an amazing fest. Let's hope you can do it again next year. All the credit goes to you, because without your hard work and efforts, all those bands could not have made it. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And your fans, thank you as well. But an amazing time was had by all. The weather was incredibly hot. nothing like I'd experienced in some time. But that's Texas for you at the last week of August, I guess. Now with hurricanes blowing in and tornadoes on the horizon, not a good scenario for people still in that area. I don't know if you've been watching the news lately, but yes, lots of turbulence going on down there in the Gulf Coast. But let's hope that the casualties are kept to a minimum. And I think from what I last heard, the hurricane that had just hit has now been downgraded to tropical storms and heavy rains and more on the way. So good luck to those who live down in that area. We, on the other hand, we can rest assured that not hurricane-like weather hitting this coast anytime soon, but you will be getting hit with lots of great rock and or roll during the next hour and 20 minutes here on this program, Third Time's the Charm, CITR 101.9 FM. Back to school. It's crazy. It's chaotic. Let's get into some more music, shall we? Because that's really what we do best. And we're going to play some other bands that we caught down at the festival this weekend. This is one of them. This is the Cute Lepers. All right, some Avenue Rose there for you from Olympia, Washington. The boys were down for the Wild Weekend Power Pop Festival and on tour currently, crisscrossing the United States, and they'll be back in their hometown in about 10 days. So we wish them all the best on the rest of the tour. We caught them playing just on Sunday night. Put on a great show, and ultimately they are going to be wowing crowds, I think, left, right, and center. They got a new record out on Slab of Wax Records, brand spanking new. The track you heard there was called Electric from Avenue Rose. Before that, we had the Pleasure Kills all the way from San Francisco with a little track dedicated to the boys of the Mission District and the song Mission Boy from a brand new single from them, also just released and just in time for the Wild Weekend Power Pop Fest. A great bunch of kids. And we wish them well, and hopefully you'll get a chance to see them play. Maybe if you head down to San Francisco, or maybe they're going to head up and do some West Coast states in the near future. I don't know. But in the meantime, you can check that one out. The brand new single from The Pleasure Kills there, Mission Boy. We also had a unreleased track from 2020 in the set from a, I think what will be coming out on a double LP of unreleased material from 1979 to 1980. You heard a song called Going Up With My Girl from Chicago suburb Power Pop Geniuses 2020. They played the Power Pop Fest and put on a pretty decent show, I have to admit. Not the biggest 2020 fan. Really enjoy some of their material, and they lost me on a few songs here and there, but enjoyed their performance. And they did pull out a couple of the hits. Of course, they had to, because you go there expecting the hits, you got to play the hits. And that's exactly what they did. They mixed it up, though. They did some other stuff, too, that I think everyone enjoyed. But I like that track there. Going Up With My Girl from 2020, from 1979, and a newly minted single for the Radio Heartbeat Records label. Also in the set, we had... who else did we have? Oh, we had Gentleman Jesse and His Men. A fantastic group of guys from Atlanta, Georgia. And the new album just released on Douche Master Records. Simply self-titled, All I Need Tonight Is You, from Gentleman Jesse and His Men. One of the highlights for me from the Wild Weekend Power Pop Fest. And word on the street is that Gentleman Jesse will be trying to make his way up the West Coast in January. So we'll hope to see him here in Vancouver. We'll do what we can to get him up here, because I think it's worth it. And you should be making it happen. And of course, we started the set off with the Cute Lepers from Seattle, Washington. The track Young Hearts from the Funhouse compilation, Volume 2. But they also have a relatively new album out called Can't Stand Modern Music. And you should be definitely checking out that album as well as that track on the Funhouse compilation, Volume 2. They played the Power Pop Fest and are on tour with Avenue Rose. So we kind of bookended the Power Pop set there with Cute Lepers and Avenue Rose just because of that. They are both on tour, and we wish them the best of luck in getting back to the Pacific Northwest safe and sound, but breaking hearts and kicking ass all the same. 10:30 is the time here on Third Time's the Charm, CITR 101.9 FM. Bryce here at the helm for this very late edition of the program. Sorry to those who have been tuning in since 9:30. And to those who are just tuning in now, hello. It's an hour left, and we still got lots more music to come. So let's get right to it. We managed to do a tiny bit of shopping while we were down in Texas. Not too much, because we were too busy rocking out for 2 days, watching a whole bunch of incredible bands. But we sneaked away for a little bit and visited some record stores, in which I actually popped into one pretty incredible shop full of great soul, R&B, funk, and pretty much everything that you cannot find, or at least I've had difficulty finding here in Vancouver. But I was pretty excited when I picked this little 45 up on the Brunswick label. This is Fred Hughes and a soul classic like no other. This is Baby Boy, the original 1965 Brunswick 45. This is Fred Hughes.
Youngest child out of 25. My father was disgusted. My oldest brother got busted. And his serving time behind that bad moonshine. I was young and in diapers, but I was cool even then. You could find me in the crib shooting dice with one of my friends. They call me Baby Boy. I'm part of the new generation. They call me Baby. I couldn't dig a soft light, and I really didn't care. I'm of a new generation, and all of that is square. I had to do my thing, cause it was the only thing that mattered. So at the age of 10, I boarded a train for Cincinnati. They called me Baby Boy. I'm part of a new generation. They called me Baby Boy. Was all about, cause I was on my own and there was no room for no doubt. I found a song to sing and learned to play a guitar. That's when I made up my mind that I wanted to be a star. They call me Baby Boy. I'm part of a new generation. They call me Baby Boy. Part of a new generation. They call me Baby.
You know, America is one of the greatest countries on earth. The only one that allow you to practice freedom of religion. And what I'm about to do is practice freedom of speech. You know, everything is going up. Up and up. And no dollar going down, down and down. You see, the cost of dying has got cheaper. Because living has got clean out of sight. And you know, people ain't getting no raises. And y'all know damn well that ain't right. They told me, Hannibal, you got to cut down on your eating. But I can't cut down no more. So I'm talking to all you fellas on the Hill in the Senate and the Congress. Do something constructive, like show me the money. You know what? The old dollar don't buy what it used to buy no more. And since I ain't never been rich, you can plainly see I'm an expert on being poor. My wife going down yonder to that welfare office. And they told her that they weren't gonna give her another dime. And if she did what God told her to do, replenish the earth, she would be committing a serious crime. But listen, Mr. President, pay attention, cause ain't nothing that I'm saying damn funny. But what I want you to do is be true to the American creed and do something responsible. Like, show me the money.
This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
And, of course, if you didn't catch it, it is tonight. That's right. Stack Tuesdays at Republic on the downtown Granville Street Strip, supported by your friends, CITR, 101.9 FM. Bryce here at the helm for third time's the charm at 10:45, 45 minutes left on the show. And, hey, we started off a little late. Going to finish off at least with a bang. So don't go anywhere. Lots of great more rock and or roll coming at you for this radio show here. Tuesday, September 2nd, 2008. Back to school. And it's going to be crazy. So we're going to try to keep our heads, keep cool in this time of chaos. And just roll. Roll with the rock. That's what we do on CITR 101.9 FM. Bryce here. Thanks for listening and tuning into my jibber jabber and some music too occasionally when I feel like it. Including that last set. We ended off there with the Detroit Cobras from their newest outing, the original recordings, lost sessions, B-sides, demos, and unreleased material that has not seen fit to be printed until now. And some of that stuff has been released on other various 45s and compilations, but not compiled in its entirety like this. You can find it on the Munster record label. There you had a track called It's Raining. Apropos for today, originally done by the Neville Brothers, but as reproduced by the Detroit Cobras from a very, very early demo recording, as you probably heard. Before that, the sounds of the Mighty Hannibal, and I had to play those two tracks just because it's timely. I mean, when you think about it, soul is timeless. They can sing about just about any topic. No matter if it's 1960 or the 2000s, and it still remains relevant and cool to some degree. The Mighty Hannibal was actually in Austin, Texas, the weekend of the Wild Weekend Power Pop Festival, and I learned of this because we were, again, out and about for a little while doing some shopping, and stumbled upon a barbershop, and in the barbershop there's a big poster up on the wall saying, "The Mighty Hannibal, tonight at the Continental." And I kind of had to do a double take because I didn't think it, I thought it was just one of those nostalgia posters, right, that you see around town or you can get at some of those stores. Like, oh, yeah, Mighty Hannibal, sure. Yeah, I'm sure he's played here like a million times in his illustrious career. But I had a closer look. I had to squint, but I had to take a closer look at the dates on the poster. And sure enough, August 31st of 2008, I almost had to slap myself because I thought, holy crap, he's playing in Austin the same night I'm here, and I can't go. Because I was already committed to going to see the Wild Weekend Power Pop Festival. So I had one of those moments where I thought, if I could only clone myself right at this very moment, split myself in two, and see both shows at the same time, I would have died a happy man. But no, sadly, I had to miss out on the Mighty Hannibal. And not only that, his special guest was the one of the greatest female soul singers of the day, Barbara Lynn. And that would have been an amazing show to see the Mighty Hannibal and Barbara Lynn both on stage at the same time in the same place. But sadly, not to be. So I thought I'd live vicariously through those two tracks that you just heard, some newer recordings from the Mighty Hannibal, because he is still kicking up some dust. That is for darn sure. Show Me the Money and Obama Stomp. Yes, that latter track about the upcoming presidential race and the man who may be president, as the rumor has it. And the track before that, Show Me the Money, a little gospel tinge number about, yes, the fact that things aren't getting any easier in the South. And he thinks that maybe Obama will have to do something about that. So we thought we'd play those two tracks for you. Something new from the Mighty Hannibal. But then we dipped into the back catalog, got back in the time machine to about 1965, played a little bit of Paul Kelly on the Dial Records label, Chills and Fever, that great track from this gentleman, and Fred Hughes from 1966 on the Brunswick record label, Baby Boy, a Northern Soul dance Stomper. That was featured prominently, I'm sure, within the Northern Soul circuit in the UK and across the United States. But definitely one that I have been looking for a little while now and found on this last trip down to Austin, Texas. So I'm happy. I'm a happy man. And hopefully you're happy, too, because you enjoyed those tracks. I'm going to tell you about a couple of shows coming up in the very near future, because we've been trying to get you ready for September, which is typically a big touring month with back to school. They want to capitalize on the kids coming back and the music scene being as hot as it is, or seemingly as it is. So there are a few shows coming up in the near future, but there's a couple of shows this weekend that you definitely do not want to miss. One of them being Saturday night, this Saturday night at Pat's Pub, all the way from San Diego, California. Very excited for this. The Night Marchers will be in town. This is ex-members of Rocket from the Crypt and Hot Snakes among their ranks. And anyone who's listened to this show and knows me personally knows that I will be there front and center, shaking what I got to the Night Marchers at Pat's Pub. And then the very next night on Sunday the 7th at Richards on Richards, Fucked Up will be in town for one night only. Very quick little visit for them. They're just on the tail end of a small West Coast tour. They've been playing in California, Seattle, and Portland, but making their way across the 49th to play in Vancouver this Sunday, September the 7th at Richards on Richards this time. And they'll be supported by Crystal Antlers from Los Angeles and our own White Lung, so that should be a great show. So just to get you in the mood, some Night Marchers on Third Time's the Charm. We'll be right back.
of today. Gonna build it my way. I'm a man, I am deciding. You know, like it'll turn you into me. Stand aside of me. On the bed I'll bring. I'll tell you what it's like. I'm fucking in your life. And now you treat things like me. You're never gonna fucking be the same. Fucked up all your plans. You better give up, man. You ruined life for us. We'll ruin life for you. So now you're gonna learn. It's all that has happened. It all hurts for a moment. The pain is not the problem. So now you're gonna learn. It's all that has happened. It all hurts for a moment. Your gun. I wanna fuck your wife. I wanna wreck your life. I wanna hear you snap. I wanna feel your fucking breath. Don't let the world be dead. Gonna build it my way. I'm a man, I am deciding. You know, not gonna take it no more. So now you gotta learn. It's all the best I've heard. It only hurts for a moment. The pain is not the problem. So now you gotta learn. It's all the best I've heard. Shout, cry, scream.
Tuesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Okay, here we are again. 5 minutes after 11, Bryce here at the helm for third time's the charm on this Tuesday, September 2nd, 2008. Thanks a lot for tuning us in on this somewhat gray rating start to the first week back to school. You just heard there from White Lung, Vancouver's own Ladies of Leisure and Rock, and their new, brand spanking new 7-inch for Deranged Records. It's called Magazine, and it will be available very, very shortly. But we have your first glimpse, your first little auditory teaser of the new single, and it's a great one, a great follow-up to their recent Hockey Dad record, 7-inch, and definitely worth picking up and adding to your bulging record collection. They will be supporting Fucked Up and Crystal Antlers this Sunday night at Richards on Richards. Don't you dare miss it. Great way to cap off the first week back to school. Fucked Up in the set, of course, from Hidden World, Jade Tree Records from last year, and Baiting the Public. The new album, Chemistry of Common Life, will be released very, very shortly on Matador Records. I believe October the 6th is the tentative release date. So only a few short weeks away. We'll have some brand new Fucked Up for you here on Third Time's the Charm. But until then, check out a newly reissued EP that has just come out on Matador featuring Year of the Pig, their 18-minute long opus, and some other unreleased material. They'll also have a couple of reissued 7-inches out by then as well, so you can capitalize on that and complete your Fucked Up discography. But also see them live Sunday, September 7th at Richards on Richards. And in the set two, we began with Night Marchers from San Diego, California, from their new album See You in Magic on the Vagrant recording label, as well as Swami Records. Whose Lady Are You? The name of the song from the Night Marchers. And Rocket from the Crypt fans like me can rejoice in that a new Rocket from the Crypt album will be released now. The All Systems Go Volume 3 is currently available. And if you've been following the bouncing ball of Rocket from the Crypt records, you'll know that All Systems Go 1 and 2 were the completest singles, rarities, B-sides, and demos collections. Well, number 3, Third Time's the Charm, is no exception. 20 unreleased Rocket from the Crypt songs. I'm really stoked. I don't know what they are, and I'll be surprised, I am sure, but I am very, very excited to pick up Volume 3 of All Systems Go by Rocket from the Crypt. As well, the new album from the Night Marchers, See You in Magic. Again, the track Whose Lady Are You? And they'll be in town this Saturday, September 6th, at Pat's Pub with The Color Revolt, a band out of the Deep South on the Fat Possum Records label. Don't know if there's any other support for that bill, but if there is, we'll see on Saturday. Also, in the upcoming weeks, this coming Monday at the Commodore Ballroom, September 14th, Bad Religion is back in town. They'll be supported by a great group from Los Angeles known as The Bronx. Very excited about that. And I believe there will be another band as support as well. I don't know who that is. Maybe someone out there can tell me by giving me a call, 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487, if you know who the other support band is for the Bad Religion Bronx bill. And then the very next night, the 15th, that would be, of September. It's Against Me at the Croatian Cultural Center, all ages, with, who are they playing with? The St. Catharines and, no, is it the St. Catharines? It's St. Alvia Cartel, that's right, sorry, this St. you know, Saint Somethings. Saint Alvia Cartel and one other band, but Against Me, all ages at the Croatian Cultural Center. That's on the 15th. And then the 19th of September is DOA at the Commodore Ballroom. 30 years of punk rock, DOA. And they'll be celebrating at the Commodore Ballroom with their good friends, the Dayglo Abortions from Victoria, BC, and some band from Vancouver that you don't really care to know about. And that is on the 19th of September. Commodore Ballroom, DOA. Get with it. It's going to be good. And those are just some of the things that are on tap. And as well, hey, Shindig is coming up very soon as well. We're launching the new Shindig for 2008-2009 in a couple of weeks' time. I believe next September, what's the date today? It's the 2nd, so the 9th. I think will be our first night of Shindig down at the Railway Club, Battle of the Bands extraordinaire, and it's always a good time and something to do on a Tuesday night, because what else is there to do on a Tuesday night? Not a heck of a lot. So head to the Railway Club for Shindig this year. It's going to be great. I assure you, you have our seal of approval on that. And that's about it. As far as I know, if there's other things going on, give me a shout, 604-822-2487 here in the booth, or by email, borninsixty9@hotmail.com. Borninsixty9 is all one word, lowercase letters, borninsixty9@hotmail.com. If you have other comments, feedback, shout outs, you want to tell me to shut up, that's all fine, well, and good as well. So let's carry on, shall we? Only got 20 minutes left on this abridged version of Third Time's the Charm today. So we're just going to play 20 minutes straight of music, I think. I'm going to stop yapping, and I'm going to come on just before 11:30, which will see the arrival of the Morning After show on CITR. Here's some CBC Gangbangs.
You people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
Brutal indeed. CITR 101.9 FM. Bryce here for the last few dying moments of Third Time's the Charm here on your favorite campus community radio station, UBC's own CITR. Thanks for tuning us in today on, yes, this rather late starting edition of the show, but hey, we got to do what we got to do. And hopefully we did it well. Hopefully you enjoyed what you heard from us today on this edition of the show, our back to school edition. Thank you for tuning us in. Gonna just rattle off those last few songs for you and then leave you with a final number, and then of course, yes, the morning after show will be up very shortly. Let's see, we started off the set with CPC Gangbangs out of Montreal from the last album, Mutilation Nation, on the Swami Records label, Suicide Ride from them. And I think sadly CPC Gangbangs are no more, or pretty close to being done. Unfortunately, their last tour that they did through the US and Canada, I think tore them apart both physically, mentally, and otherwise. So I don't know the future of CPC Gangbangs, but let's hope that, you know, they may stick around or at least reform in some incarnation in the very near future. After CPC Gangbangs, we had another band that fell victim to tour tribulations, and that was the Jolts. They have parted ways with bassist Lecter Currents and have since replaced him with a Kamloops BC upstart from a band called The Cheats. His name is Atomic Josh. But yes, Lecter Currents and The Jolts parting ways after their last tour across Canada. Sad, but this kind of stuff happens. The Jolts are still going to be playing, so don't worry. The whole band is not suffering the same fate. But the new album is still fresh and new and rockin' and should be purchased by you and everyone around you. It is a great one. We heard DXM from the Jolts album Holt Voltage. We also had some stuff from Teenage Head, Top Down from their newly minted album featuring Marky Ramone on drums, of course, redone and refurbished Teenage Head tunes. Then we had some stuff from Digital Leather from their new one, Sorcerer. The track was called Hologram, from that album on Goner Records. And we finally ended the set with a band that's coming to town, and I really like what I hear from these guys. Mean Jeans from Portland, Oregon. They're going to be coming to Vancouver September 26th at the Astoria, and I do suggest checking these guys out. Very cool. Reminded me totally of the Spits, just in that sort of lo-fi punk rock kind of style. But a track there called Stoned to the Bone from a 7-inch on Rehab Records. And that again was Mean Jeans out of Portland, Oregon, to end off this set and the show here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks a lot for tuning us in. We're going to leave you now with a song that is very apropos for today. A little bit of the Star Jets. And with being back to school, this is School Days, the Star Jets. Thanks for tuning us in. Check out the podcast. See you next week. Bye for now. I learned my songs in life begins.